Okay, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your co-host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with our other host, Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing tonight out there, buddy?
Not bad, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. Seems like it's only been a week as usual. It seems like it's been, I don't know, for some reason it seems like it's been a couple weeks to me that we've been on. We actually had a lot of technical issues last week. I just want to apologize to anybody that was listening. Usually it's not like that. Last week was just an absolute nightmare. So anybody that had to deal with any of that last week, we do apologize. Usually everything runs pretty smooth.
And we're working on some new technical things as well too, so that
trying to learn some new software and stuff, and it's just me and Justin, and we don't have anybody like teaching us how to do anything. And I'm gonna tell you guys something: when you're trying to do things for free out here, and you don't want to pay Blog Talk Radio and all these other services like $50 a month and all these outrageous fees. It's not that easy to set this stuff up. It's really not. You gotta go, and there's a lot of trial and error. But besides that, tonight, I mean, pretty much, we a lot of nights we have a special lined up. Like a few weeks ago, we did the Moon and Hoax. What were you saying, Justin? I heard your audio for a second. Usually we have a special setup like the Moon Hoax on 9/11. And I know over the next few weeks we have a few 9/11 guests.
No,
Justin, can you hear me? Are you?
I keep lagging out when I go to talk. But, I guess so. What I was saying, though, is you know, how you were saying a minute ago about how we do this for free. And, you know, I have no problem with it. That's everything, and they're asking for your money and everything else. You know, to me, it's just it's garbage.
No, it is garbage.
Here we go.
It is garbage. You even lagged out a little bit in the middle of talking to that too. But guys, we do apologize when there are some technical difficulties. You just got to bear with us because honestly, we're not going to shell out $100 a month to. It's enough for everybody to put their time and effort and everything into it. They shouldn't expect everybody to shell $100 to make broadcasts. What did you want to get into first tonight, Justin? Because tonight, I mean, it's pretty much open. We don't really have any, no Moon Hoax, 9/11, anything huge to get into. We could kind of mention a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, what do you want to start with?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I mean, we could start with, let's start with Facebook and whatnot. And it just has to do with the censorship and whatnot of how they're trying to keep people from getting, the information out. And I do notice, there's somewhat of a randomness to it. However, there's not. There's also, I've noticed when I've gone to post links that are on Facebook, and include them in a comment or comments that are, saying some pretty, in other words, they're not, I'm not getting the CAPTCHA or that stupid new message now, but when I'm writing something, whatever you want to call it, political, I don't really call it political, but you know what I mean, stuff that we talk about, and I'm getting these more and more. And, just the fact yesterday that I believe it was a Supreme Court judge just said that your Facebook likes are now they're not considered part of your First Amendment rights. Now, I don't understand that. I know it's not speech, but it kind of should be under the same platform of it. I don't understand how you would get in trouble, I guess, unless you're liking something to. That's making fun of us. I don't know how that works, but either way, it's getting a little far with this censorship stuff. What do you think?
Oh, and that was their plan from the beginning. I mean, if you think about it, they have all these ingenious plans. I mean, Facebook is like, it's almost a way to track your thoughts. I mean, think about what we do. We go on there all day and express all of our opinions to each other. And now they've got it all logged and cataloged, and they know what everybody's all about and what everybody thinks about. It's kind of spooky. And
You
to
know,
think,
you know what?
of how cataloged it is. And, you know, they just give that information to police stations. Like, no problem.
Yep.
If the police station requests that, Facebook will send them a file.
Yep. You're totally right. And now another thing, too, with this timeline thing, I believe that's why they did it. Of course, you know, a company like Facebook or DARPA would have no problem, you know, looking through 3 years of stuff by just, you know, punching something in. But I think they went to the timeline thing to make it easier for law enforcement so that they would be able to just punch up a certain day and then, hey, what happened on, you know, what did this person post on, you know, January 21st, 2010, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever date or whatever, you know. You know, what did this person do, you know, on last Wednesday? And that way, you know, if you have a million posts, that way, you know, it just goes right to them. It's a lot easier in that way. It's a lot easier just to catalog your whole life. And I see people even adding to it. Like, oh, wait, my timeline is missing another school that I went to in the middle, you know. And I guess, you know, if you want to be connected with the different networks from a school or something, that makes it enticing to want to do that. And you know, I you know, here's the thing, I have all of my information out there, and it was something I've done over time. I don't know if I would go back, if I would, you know, undo some of it or not, but to tell you the truth, I you know, I really don't care. But you know, to be honest, it does bother me, the privacy part, as far as the people that I don't want to see this stuff being able to see it. Another thing with the subscriber option, I'm getting a lot of people that are subscribing to me, and I don't even know that they're subscribed to me until I go and check that list every few days, you know, or whatever, because you're not getting a friend request, you know. And if you're online when they get it, you'll see a notification, but I don't always see notifications for stuff like that.
It's almost like Facebook and YouTube have made a conscious effort to make it harder to connect to people, because I noticed this on YouTube also now, too. It's harder to make playlists. It's harder to connect to new people. It's harder to comment back on people's videos when they comment to you. It's almost like they're making it more difficult. I swear to God, they are. I don't know if you use YouTube a lot lately, but YouTube the last couple months is, you think Facebook is bad, YouTube's twice as bad. It's horrendous.
YouTube is part of the Google deal, you know, and Google and Facebook, I mean, Google and YouTube and everything is all one company really now. And so once the, you know, once they went through with those new, what do you call it, laws, you know, not laws, but privacy policies that followed for YouTube as well. And they've also, like you said, they've made it harder, and we know they have certain bots and whatnot. And I was reading about it yesterday, actually, just about, you know, how these people, and there are people that are doing it a lot in this political stuff. For example, a lot of the Ron Paul people especially are going and using bots, you know, that make them like all of their, you know, their, like every status they make on, you know, one of these Reddit sites.
Yeah,
or,
exactly,
you know.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's not just them. I'm sure the neocon types are doing it too. The Obama types are doing it too, but you know, it's just an example of, you know, because it's just like anything else. It's just like a forum. Where in a forum, a lot of times, you'll get bumped by a nonsense post. You could tell it, and what the reason for that is because it brings the stuff up discussion, and if there are people are posting at the top, it's gonna get yours dragged down to the bottom, and that's what people will do. You know, so a lot of times, all of a sudden, you know, someone will come in and post five or six things in a row, and now your post is buried. So now less people are going to see it. You know, and that's the thing, and that's where the bump came from. People bumping things to go to the top of the post. But you know, just in general, there's a lot of methods out there, and you wouldn't think that it was they're being employed, but there's people that are being paid to sit there every day, and do this stuff. And I don't know if they have robots doing, you know, if they have bots doing it or whatnot.
They
either.
Have both.
Yeah. I would guess
they have both. They have both. You better believe they have people doing it. You gotta remember this.
Oh,
this is just like with the 9/11 thing, Justin. You've got people that have an unlimited budget. Of course, okay, they have people doing this. You know what I mean? Of course they do. It's just like with anything. Do they still have people trolling the moon hoax, you know, that we talked about from 40 years ago? There's still people doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you the two worst sites for this. One is Godlike Productions, and the other is Above Top Secret. And on those sites, if you go on there and want to talk about anything real, you know, right away you're going to get, you know, you're going to have a million trolls just come on and just, you know, automatically make your, you know, make it so your post is, you know, in other words, there's a lot of agents working there, and probably a lot of sheeple too. But for the most part, it's the agents, and then, you know, you get some of these new age types. Or I don't know. I hate to characterize people, but you know what I mean. The ones that come in with the stuff that has nothing to do with it, and the religious people do too. So you know, I'm not just going to paint just one. You know, but But yeah, no, there's forums out there where the, you know that where the, that's what they do. They don't want people learning any new stuff. So you go to put some new information on there, and they try to censor it. You know, so it's yeah, it's really weird. I don't know, Brian. What else you got?
No, I just think I think it's just like with anywhere else. You know, with pretty much all the operations. I mean, they know what's up with the internet. They know everybody's on the internet. They have trolls for everything. These trolls are everywhere. And you want to talk about Facebook. They're all over Facebook. All over Facebook. Facebook, 9/11, the moon hoax. They're everywhere. You got these people that will come on debunk you. And you're right, they're all bots. There's bots of probably like, you know, 40 to 60 people all run by one person. You know what I mean? And then there's other, of course, regular people that sit there all day and do it. But there's absolutely people that run bots that do it. Just to, you know, debunk these government conspiracies. Can you hear me? Is my mic coming through okay? Justin? Hello. Hello. Can you guys hear me? Wonderful. Wonderful. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Jesus, what happened? I was talking forever. Nobody's answering me.
Yeah, no, sorry. I my cat just bothered me to go out real quick, so I just ran.
Oh, I thought we got booted again. No, what I wanted to say about the trolls on the internet is they're everywhere, dude. They're all over all these subjects. I mean, you know, all over all the hoaxes, even the things we haven't looked at yet, which we're gonna, like Oklahoma City 7/7, all these other things. Well, maybe you've looked at these things. I've looked at 7/7 a little bit. You know, these other events before our time, JFK, these other things. They still have trolls out there for JFK,
right,
for the moon hoax, for Roswell. Think about it. They're everywhere. Something that we forget is like, I try not to forget, but dude, look, it's hard enough for us to just scrap together a budget to get a website like this up. These guys print money. Think about how many trolls they have. They can pay whoever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
why it's so
you
hard to take them on. That's why we have to make people just distrust the media. I think that's got to be our main goal, is make people distrust the media totally.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too, at the same time, is make people also question the alternative media. Not totally distrust the alternative media, but question some of the information that you're being told. You know, that there's nothing wrong with healthy, you know, healthy skepticism. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, but it, you know, there's a lot of stuff flying around on the internet, and I look at it and I think, for one, you know, it's most of it's debunkable. For two, yeah, I see what it does. It makes people look like, you know, look like raving lunatics. And I know a lot of the stuff we talk about is true, but some of the stuff that some of these people are going on and on and about, you know, just make some of the causes, you know, look worse and worse. You know, and you know, I hate to say which ones or whatnot, but, you know, there's, you know, the ones where you're, you know, people that are, you know, the fear stuff. People are, you know, constantly telling everybody, you know, they're going to come kill us in the middle of the night and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't see that happening when you have slow kill and everything else going on. I don't see them coming, you know. Don't get me wrong. If they want you dead, they're not going to do it to your face. They're going to heart attack on you outside your house or whatever. They're going to hit you with microwave weapons. That's how, I don't know. That's my opinion on that. I just think that a lot of stuff that flies around, you know, is out on purpose.
Justin, they need us to run the planet. They don't want us all dead.
No, okay. Of course not. But what I'm saying is, if you're a problem, though, you know, if there's somebody, you know, that's the thing. I'm not saying that they'll ever, you know, like I've said before, I don't see them locking up the whole population. It'd be stupid. But all they would do is maybe go to a place and impose a curfew, something like that, make people have a pass to travel. You know, but locking up everyone is just crazy. As far as if you're a real problem, I'm not just talking about someone that goes around posting a few InfoWars links and thinking
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, you know.
I missed a little bit of what you said. I'm sorry. We have a comment that somebody wrote on that page today that I'd like to comment on because it's totally irrelevant. It's something that me as at least I know I've never said. Maybe you've said this, and if you have, fine. I just never even got into it. Because I was so little. It says, this is from Truthers I Fake. And it's written to me, Brian Stavely. Here is some stuff I am curious if you guys could elaborate on. I heard you and Justin mention stuff about O.J. Simpson being set up. Also something you guys mentioned about Karl Marx being bullshit. Also about the Holocaust being made to look worse.
Hold on.
Death being inflated. That's what he wrote.
Yeah, those things I can't, you know, if you want me to comment on, what was the second thing?
How about I put it right in the chat right here? Would that make it easier?
Yeah.
It's in the chat. I just posted it in the chat.
All right. Yeah, no, to be honest, the OJ thing, yeah, I have looked into it. And I do believe that there's a possibility that he was set up.
Okay, so you did comment on this. I didn't really comment on this month. It was you. I thought, okay. I was just making sure he wasn't speaking for us when we didn't say that, and I didn't remember you speaking on that. So why don't you elaborate on it? Why do you think he was set up?
Well, here's the thing is you know, at the time, you know, there was a lot of ties. Obviously, Robert Kardashian is like a known mobster. He has all these known mob ties, and so did O.J. Simpson at the time. And I'm not saying it's 100%. Yes, O.J. was a little out there, but again, you know, the whole thing seemed a little weird. And obviously, I think maybe he had something to do with it, but you know, maybe it was even there. But I do think that they set him up, left stuff behind on purpose and whatnot. Yeah, there's a lot more to look into that. I'll find a website and post it that actually breaks a lot of it down. And in fact, too, Nicole Brown Simpson's. See, I don't have this fresh on my mind. So I you know, it's not like I just read it. You know, it's not like. But Nicole Brown Simpson's was going out her sister was going out with a top mobster at the time, also, and all these people, you know, they would have had reason. You know, to do this and you know, I like I said, I don't have it fresh on the mind, but yeah, I have said that before. And again, it's not something that I will say is 100%, but it's something that I will say it's definitely a possibility. What was the second thing?
The second thing was about Karl Marx. Just also, you guys mentioned about Karl Marx being bullshit. What about Karl Marx?
What about Karl Marx? He was
I don't know. Post it in the chat. This guy is still around. I know this guy. I posted in the chat exactly what you mean about Karl Marx being bullshit. And the last thing he wrote also was about the Holocaust being made to look worse or the numbers of deaths being inflated. And these are questions I've been asking. Let me comment on this real quick. I think my personal opinion, doing a ton – this needs a ton of research. For me to even comment on this, I think is kind of irresponsible without putting the research, at least that I put into 9/11, into the Holocaust, okay? For me to tell you that the Holocaust is fake or the number of deaths are inflated, but is there a good chance of it? You bet your bottom dollar there is.
Well, I'll tell you –
I can't prove that. Justin.
I'll tell you like this: in 1934, there was a census done of Europe, and there came back something, 3.5 to 4 million Jews, and now they actually started off with this 6 million number. The 6 million number started off somehow, I believe, in the New York Times, and listen, here's the thing: even the official numbers of these places have gone down in the number of people that they have said have died in these places. Now, here's the thing. Am I condoning the Holocaust? No. Am I saying that it wasn't relevant? Of course, it was very relevant, and I believe it was done so that they can, control Israel. This was a big, a thing where I believe Hitler's job was to go and start this war, kill a bunch of Jews, kill a bunch of other people. And yes, they inflated the numbers of people killed. And also, if you looked into the Fred Luchtner case, Luchtner, this guy was a forensics guy, and he went to these places and found there was no evidence of gas chambers. So, here's the thing. I think anyone that locks any group of people up because of their political beliefs, because of their religion, is a total scumbag. And that's the thing. I'm not a Hitler sympathist. I think the guy was a scumbag. I do think he was brainwashed, but the guy was a total piece of shit. And anyone that locks up their own people, that would just be like Barack Obama or, whoever the next puppet is going to be putting, NDAA in action and going and locking up people in FEMA camps. That's unexcusable. And they worked people to death. They worked people and starved people to death. And a lot of people died in those camps of diseases. But there's a lot of stuff out there that was put out that was blatant propaganda. They actually had an American filmmaker go out there, and go to one of the worst camps and claim that there was a lamp made of skin. And these props were all fake. And, that's the thing. I don't mean to be. And that's the thing is this is the Holocaust is something that we've had in our heads our whole lives. As being something that is so, untouchable to talk about. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to not touch something that
nothing's untouchable anymore.
Exactly.
Just look at 9/11. It's the same idea. It's not to say it's the same thing, same idea, but that's like the taboo. You can't talk about the victims. You can't question this horrible event that happened. Well, we know this other event's bullshit. How do we know that's not bullshit? Now, don't anybody take any offense by anything I'm saying right now. I'm not saying the Holocaust is bullshit. I'm saying right now, right on the record, I am not saying the Holocaust is bullshit. But am I saying there's a chance that it's bullshit? Sure there's a chance. But let's investigate it needs a fair investigation. And I can't investigate it in 2 months and tell you whether it's bullshit or not. It'd take years.
Here's the thing, guys. Anything – this should be suspect to you that any – there's countries in the world where people are serving jail time right now for doing that very thing, for questioning this Holocaust. Now, have you ever heard of another law like that? Like, could you imagine that? Questioning slavery or something like that, or questioning anything, they would lock you up in jail if you're saying that it's anything different than has happened that they're claiming happened. It's just insane. That should make you look at it to be in the first place. And no, I'm not on the same page as these David Irving types and everyone that want to make it out to be like everything was like I said, it was a bad thing. You don't lock people up, you know, and everything else and work them to death. That's terrible. They did it to Russians, too. They did it to gypsies. They did it to a lot of Christians. And that's another thing, too, that I want to add about the Holocaust. It wasn't just a Jewish thing. Hitler purged all types of people, gays, you know, Christians that wouldn't fall in line with his doctrines.
People don't know that. I didn't know that. People are under the assumption that Hitler just went out and killed millions of Jews. So he went pretty much to whatever country he invaded and murdered the people the way they say he did. Well, if that's the story. I mean, he didn't discriminate more against Jews because they were Jews at all.
No, he did.
Just because it was Jews, they were Poland, they were Russian, whoever was in the way was in the way. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, pretty much. But yes, he did lock up Jews, and he did blame Jews for the downfall of Germany, which was, you know, to be honest, I think what he was doing was, you know, typecasting the German, you know, the Rothschild bankers, you know, and everything else. I think he had gotten a taste of some of the truth and just, you know, instead of going and punishing the real enemy, he went after some of the, you know, people that had nothing to do with it. And a lot of these Jews were Germans. You know, they were Germans. They were Germans first, and they fought in World War One for Germany. They were a war, you know. So, I mean, that's something that, you know, I'm not going to take away from the people, but the fact that it's that, you know, yes, the 6 million number is bullshit, and I'm going to say that here. I'll say that anywhere. You know, and that's a fact. Like I said, you know, the gas chambers have been pretty much debunked too. But yes, people did die in camps there. About the Karl Marx thing, I don't know. The only thing I probably would have said about Karl Marx is, for one, that he was controlled opposition. Karl Marx was someone who was, you know, the founder of Marxism, which is, you know, he was a Russian, you know, someone that rose up during the Russian Revolution, and, you know, he's believed to have been a Rothschild agent as well, you know. So, I mean, I don't know what if I said that he didn't exist.
Let's move on to the next thing. That's a little – the Karl Marx thing, I think, is a little – maybe a little off topic. Because the first question was good, James. That Karl Marx thing, though, I don't know that – what was the other thing we wanted to, we were trying to touch on tonight? Real quickly, guys, I want to touch on something real quick, and I didn't want to have to ever touch on this again. I thought we were months and months and months and months and months and months and months past this. We're going to spend about 5 minutes on this, okay, guys? 5 minutes. Just only because I respect everybody that comes to our website, every viewer, every listener. And we had a new person come in named Julie, and she started pushing how we don't know how deep the rabbit hole is. Like, we don't know what's going on, and she knows what's going on because she's been following Dallas Goldbug. Can we just for once put this Dallas Goldbug guy to rest with this guy and his air comparisons and all his bullshit and all the garbage that people are saying that, like, it's just... All the nonsense that comes out of this. This guy is put there to make researchers look absolutely awful.
Brian, can I start on this guy? I just want to start out with...
You can take over for 10 minutes right now.
All right. My whole beginning... I'm hearing something in the background, Brian. Oh, you know why I'm on the stream. Hold on. Let me just X out of it. All right. Yeah, anyway, so my whole correspondence with Dallas Goldbug started last year when I was looking into the, you know, Giffords case. You know, that was the Gabby Giffords shooting that happened, supposedly happened, you know, last January. Now, I came across some information that had to, you know, by this guy Goldbug, who was a YouTube guy. And you know what? He was pretty dead on with all of his comparisons. You know, this guy had he had found this thing called the X plan, which really in fact was a plan for you know, where they would stage an event, you know, or and everyone that would be there would be wearing these certain badges, you know, and whatnot. And you know, and he actually found out that by looking through the Pima County, you know, by looking, you know, through the Pima County Sheriff's thing, which is where it was, that these people were actually, you know, that were supposedly witnesses were actually Pima County sheriffs. And, you know, so, you know, this guy, you know, nailed it. And here's the thing. You have, there was like no pictures inside of the thing. The pictures they were showing you were of Gabby Giffords coming out of this place in a stretcher. And they weren't even like putting pressure on this head wound. They're supposedly there. There was barely any blood. You know, it was just a total fabrication. It just, you know, to me that whole event didn't take place. And so this made me sink some trust into this guy, you know, Dallas Goldbug, Ed Chiarini, however it's pronounced, you know. And so I somehow, if I Facebook friended him or contacted him by email. Anyway, to make a long story short, you know, he had sent me a few other comparisons that he did. And a couple of them seemed a little off base, but I said, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he for the most part, you know, got this Giffords thing. And, you know, and that was just by these Pima County cops. But over the past year or so, this guy has gone and tried to compare. He said George Soros is actually David Rockefeller. Jimmy Carter is actually JFK. Jordan Maxwell is actually Bill Cooper. Now, the two of them do look alike, but, you know, and he claims to go by these people's ears. Now, I don't, for one, they do look alike, but I do not, I can see the difference.
Just go by their ears. They're not the same guy. He says the ear is better than a fingerprint. Better than a fingerprint. Go ahead.
Right. And he also, he claims that Sarah Palin is Tina Fey, is, I'm not sure if, I don't want to misquote him here, but I believe he's saying is also the truther girl, Sonia.
Yes, he is. Yep, all three
and,
of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pretty much everybody out there. And here's the thing, you know, I'm not saying the people that you know, because besides, I think Sonya is somewhat legitimate. I think she's a pretty good, you know, I like her videos, Truther Girls. I think
I do
there
too.
Are. But as far as the rest of them, you know, to me, yes, Ron Paul's a shill. Alex Jones is a shill. You know, guys like Robert De Niro, yeah, I liked him as an actor, but, you know, he's a shill for, you know.
Oh, he's the head of the 9/11 Memorial, and he narrates the Naudette Brothers film. How can he not be?
Exactly. And you know, Ben Fulford, you know, pretty much everyone this guy exposes, you know, quote, exposes are shills, you know. So, I mean, that's why he's kind of got to follow him. But if you look at these things, you know, they're just totally wrong. And now here's another thing, too. He had a thing with another radio host, Harry Link. A lot of you guys may know of him. And I know I've met Harry personally. Now, this thing really, really did it for me. Now, he tried saying that last year's on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, that Harry wasn't in New York and that no one was in New York, and that Trayvon Martin was actually there. Yes. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, well, this is, you know, sounds a little nuts. Well, here's the thing. He was trying to say it was in an L.A. studio or in Arizona or something, and saying that the street looked weird. Guys, I was there. I was there. I know the people that took these pictures. There's no way about it that you know, I don't know, Trayvon Martin may have been there, but he didn't come to me. You know, it just was a black kid, you know, to be honest. And this is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And, you know, it's really, really... To me, it's Brian, why don't you get into it on the whole thing of, like, you know, on the work that you're doing and the work that a lot of the 9/11 researchers are doing.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to touch on that a little bit, actually. I feel that, you know, as with any one of these shills that they put out there, there's a lot of different reasons. I mean, sometimes it's just one reason. Sometimes there's a lot of reasons. But, you know, when you... There's a lot of research that goes into the whole 9/11 media hoax and the hoax that we've now discovered that it is, okay? Not me, the many people before me that have discovered it, okay? And part of that hoax is speculative. I mean, part of it is that they actually face morphed thousands of victims in a computer program, okay? But that's like the biggest straw man argument of the 9/11 story. Like, we have so much more evidence than that, so we try not to even talk about that. But Dallas Goldbug is constantly making these facial comparisons, kind of like the 9/11 comparisons, I feel, almost to muddy the waters to make the 9/11 research look stupid, when there's so much more than that. When you have, you know, you have digital planes smashing into buildings that aren't even broken yet, and you have people that aren't even listed in the death index, and companies that never existed on floors that were supposedly there, and all types of discrepancies. But I feel that that's one of his purposes. One of Dallas's Goldbug's purposes is to take the nine, because it makes, what it does is, anytime you look at a, let's say I have a serious 9/11 thing for you to look at, and I usually wouldn't even do the comparisons because it's just comparisons. It's always speculative. But let's just say I was like, hey, doesn't this look like it's just Photoshop from the same person? You're going to turn to me and you're going to be right. Like, what is this shit Dallas Goldbug does? This isn't even serious, is it? And that's how I feel that he's there. I feel that that's his purpose. What do you think?
I do. I think that's a very big part of it. Now, here's the thing. Let me get into how, you know, what happened too is like me, like so many other people I've seen, I disagreed with him on a couple of his matches, you know, and I said, hey, that person doesn't look anything like that person. And he tried saying, oh, it's a camera point of view. You know, they're wearing ear implants. They're wearing, you know.
Oh, he's got a lesson for you every time.
Yeah.
A video. He'll post a video for you. Point of view, point of perspective. Every right. time you disagree.
Right. And then here's the thing. Right after that, he'll call you a troll for disagreeing. And now here's a guy. Now, I went all over sharing this, the Giffords video, sharing it everywhere, defending it. And then, you know, then this guy puts out a ton of garbage, and I wasn't going to back that stuff. You know, but to make a long story short, that's what he does. He you know, if you disagree with him one time, I've seen people that have backed him way longer than I did. I was behind his stuff just for the Giffords thing. And I thought, you know, he may have been on something, you know, been on to something with the Jose Garena case, you know, and just the ones that were happening around Arizona. But the rest of them with him, you know, reaching for these big superstars, to me, it's just, it doesn't make sense. Because for one, why would they put these big, huge superstars in there
like
when
the
there's
the Ron Paul one? The Ron Paul is the Harry Potter wizard?
No,
give
me he's
fucking break, dude.
He's Ian McClellan, Sir Ian McClellan, the Lord of the Rings guy. And, you know, he thinks David Icke is Richard Branson. Now, they do both look alike, but I think they're just both ugly Englishmen. I don't really think there's...
Now, guys, we understand that a lot of politics and all this other crap is controlled just like acting, but do these guys really have the time to do both?
Right.
All the time?
Here's the thing. There's a million C and D actors out there that are starving for a paycheck and are starving to work and would love to play a show. Why would they need to have one guy play four different roles? And now he claims
somebody like De Niro or somebody that could hold like weight against you and blackmail you later on. Why not get a D actor that if they ever come out against the government's like, yeah, who's this guy? F this guy.
Take him out. Yeah. You know,
not even take him out. Just discredit him in the media. Yeah. His message never gets out.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't even have to take him out.
Or just arrest him for drugs and now his accountability shot or something else, you know, something, you know, who knows?
Exactly.
Like they've always done to whistleblowers, you know. But I mean, you know, the whole thing to me, when you look at some of the things and it's like this guy supposedly is finding someone every day and
all the time. It's like, come on, this would take 4, 5, 6 months, maybe even longer just to find one person, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah. Well, I would think at least, no matter what, even if he was working around the clock on this, I would think it would take him at least 2 weeks to a month to really say that one person is this person, you know, with you know 99, you know 95%, you know, believability. Now, you know, to be honest, I may get flack for this, But I think that Alex Jones may be Bill Hicks, but I don't even think I messaged him about that early on. And I said, you know, it's a possibility that this guy may be this guy. And he didn't even put it out. At the beginning, he was pushing Ron Paul and InfoWars and stuff on his site. And then all of a sudden when also the Power Hour with you know, and all these other, and as soon as they didn't want to have him on anymore, he finally went against all these shills or whatever, and that's what he's done now. And everybody that he's you know, everybody that goes and says anything bad about him, he goes and the next day he compares them to an actor. Like, for example, that he was on a show called Late Night in the Midlands a few weeks ago, and they ambushed him on air, and they were, you know, asking him some questions. I didn't even think they weren't even the best questions to ask.
Judy Wood was on the other night. I called in, and they censored my ass.
Right. Well. Oh yeah. No. There's. It's totally. You know. I don't. That operation over there. It's another. You know. I don't put much faith in them either. They either kiss their guest's ass or they ambush them. But to make a long story short, though, with this thing, the next day he comes out and says that the host of the show is actually Adam Walsh, the missing kid that the guy from America's Most Wanted.
Ryan Dunn was just some Occupy Wall Street dude that didn't look anything like Ryan Dunn. Like, what the fuck was that?
Yes. Yeah, Ryan Dunn never did. Now, that's a big thing. Now, I swear, some of you are probably thinking, like, wow, this, you know, this does no to him. There's this family, the Greenberg family, that is actually the Rothschilds don't exist in his world, or they're just like a bullshit family. To him, the Greenbergs are like the top dogs, and he has, you know, all these and Jackass. Every Jackass actor is involved to him, and also every 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live alum is also involved. And then everyone from Tribeca Films is also involved. You know, and here's the thing. Like we said, we don't trust the media one bit. We don't trust any of these people. But to say that, you know, like that Ron Paul is this guy, Sir Ian McClellan, you guys know my feelings about Ron Paul. I'm not a Paul fan at all. But I laughed when I saw this. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months at any of this guy's matches. And, you know, you just have to see it for yourself. Go to his page and watch as soon as somebody says, you know, hey, Ed, I really don't see why they would do this, or I know this person in real life, or hey, that person's 200 pounds heavier than that person, or, you know, this person's 7 inches taller. He'll say, you know, you're a troll, that's it, and you're gone, you know.
Done. Hey, just so you guys know, for the record, Brian S. Stavely is blocked from Dallas Goldbug's page, just so you know. I'm not allowed on his page.
I've been deleted also, too. I also have.
It's been a while now, and all I did was tell him one time. I didn't even tell him. I told somebody in the comments, if you believe this bullshit, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I just questioned him, because I was getting emails from him for a while and everything, and and you know what's weird is, like, the first time when I corresponded with him, he asked me if I was an actor. He asked me if I, and I'm thinking, you know, am I an actor? No, I wish I, you know, I mean, no, I don't wish to, you know, to sell my soul to be, you know, but no, yeah, I would I be doing this if I was an actor? Come on. He's like, I know I've seen you, but he dropped it. He hasn't, you know, said anything since, but I'm sure once, his minions, if they ever hear this, you know, he'll be making, you know, posters about me and Brian tomorrow about how we're really, you know, I'm one of the fat Italians from The Sopranos, and Brian's really, you know, God knows who.
Anon just posted in the chat, why not just focus on truth and justice instead of all this bullshit? Anon, we do focus on truth and justice all the time, probably quite a bit more than other people, but sometimes this bullshit needs to be mentioned because people buy into this bullshit. So if people go over to wellaware1.com and think they're getting the truth because this guy's telling them, oh, the news is controlled and these people are actors and this, that, and the other thing, it's very important that they know that that's a bunch of bullshit. A lot of the stuff in the alternative media is just bull. You can't just go on. You have to be able to discern. Don't just think you can go on the alternative media, look around and think everything's real, because it's not. And a lot of this stuff's important. So when people have a name out there and all of a sudden they have 10,000 viewers on YouTube, then yeah, they got to be called out. We don't spend every night on Dallas Goldbug. But so, if you go back, look on our page. Somebody commented on our page just the other day specifically about Dallas Goldbug and how we're not far enough down the rabbit hole. We need to look into him, yada, 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 yada. And he is a load of crap. And that's it. We're not going to spend all night on him. But it needed to be said. Sorry.
Yeah.
It did.
It's something for a while, too, and because of how he's mixing what we research, especially what Brian researches, you know, and a lot of what's, you know, is being done at you know, Let's Roll forums and you know, September Clues forums, a lot of this work. And, you know, it just seems like it's, you know, he's going and taking the, you know, it's getting rid of this good, you know, good research by speculating on these people. And,
it is. I've called it to a T for the last few months. I've seen it going down. It's what he's doing. He even tried to get on our radio station. It's what he's doing. He's trying to make the 9/11 victim research look bad. He's trying to make all researchers look like idiots, amongst a million other things. Guys, we're going to take a quick 5-minute, not even 5 minutes. We're going to take like a 3-minute break. We're going to play a song. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dose of Reality, Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Thanks for sticking with us during that brief break. Justin, you still here with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just had to mute out. I just wanted to say something real quick. I want to say thanks to Freethink Radio for also streaming us tonight. You know, and I wanted to say, when we're not on the air, if you guys want to, you know, listen to some good radio, check out Trevor Davey and Nelson Legacy and True North and a lot of the other, you know, shows they have going on over there. You know, just figured I would plug them, considering they, you know, they've been nice enough to stream us and they're good friends of mine, so.
No, you definitely shouldn't. I should be plugging them more, and you usually do, and I usually forget to. And they've been playing us every Sunday night now for probably I don't know how long. I'd say it's probably been about 2 months now. So thanks a lot, guys. I really do appreciate it. It's really helping build the fan base up, and I see a lot of people that I don't normally run into, like on Facebook and Google Plus and things like that, just talking about the show and saying they've heard it other places and. You know, I know some of it's from Freethink. And then there's just, you know, there's a lot of people all over the world that just want the truth. You know, we got people from the Ukraine, the UK. Speaking of that, guys, I want to plug something real quick. What we're going to do this week is we're not exactly sure which days yet, but I do know on Wednesday the 16th we're going to do a special show. It's going to be like a midweek show. We're going to do a show on a Wednesday. Probably about 11 o'clock, if that's okay with Justin. We're going to do that with James Sloan on 9/11. James Sloan is a 9/11 researcher, somebody that I know from Let's Roll forums, a few other places, and he's really, really, really in the know as far as 9/11. He knows a lot of stuff. He's really far down the road, and I think it'll make a great interview. He's agreed to come on midweek, which allows us to do two other interviews. And we're going to have Simon Shack from September Clues back on. And we're going to also have Brian Hamilton, just a friend from Facebook, who's also a 9/11 researcher on. We're just not sure which of the two weekends we're having each one on. We do know that Wednesday the 16th, we're going to have James Sloan on for the 9/11 special. As far as next weekend and the weekend after, Sundays, just stay tuned, because we're not sure what we're going to do for times yet. We're not sure which of the two guys we're having on yet. So things might get bumped around a little bit for a couple weeks. But the next 3 weeks, we got three 9/11 shows coming up. Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday. Keep it in mind, okay, guys? Justin, anything else?
I'm trying to think. Actually, yeah. I was checking out a little earlier, looking through the news. And whatnot, and I was just, you know, seeing some stuff about, you know, what they're doing with the soldiers and everything. And, you know, it's pretty insane. You know, they're actually planning on chipping, you know, the soldiers. Now, we knew this would happen first, and they're saying that the reason they're going to do it is to monitor their health and everything else. You know, now this is what happens, guys. We know damn well the chip is part of the agenda. It's something they want to control every aspect of our lives. Now the first people that will get it will most likely be soldiers. They're also already marketing it to old people.
Is this real? Do you think this is real? Like, not fear-mongering? Yes. Like, this is legit?
It's totally legit. They've been wanting to do this for a while. Yeah, oh yeah, no. They are gonna chip everybody eventually. My opinion also too is that it's going to be, you know, what they're going to do is after the soldiers and the old people, the old people they're already marketing it to, you know, that have health problems, so that you know they can supposedly just read the chip and tell what, you know, meds you're on and whatever else. But next is going to be anyone that's getting state assistance. You know, they haven't said this yet, but I believe a couple states have talked about it. Now, that would make sense because here's something. Now, if you're getting state assistance, what can you do? You can't say no because then they can just, you know, take off your assistance and you're screwed. And then eventually it'll move into employers doing it, and eventually you won't be able to buy or sell or anything without this chip. Here's the thing about the chip, Brian. You know, they wouldn't have wasted all this money making a chip that actually goes into people. There's people that already have them. You know, that's the thing. There's people that have volunteered to be test subjects for them. And there's even people that have gotten them at certain nightclubs and whatnot, you know, so they can just be let in, you know, without having to show ID or whatever. And to me, it's pretty nuts that you would get this. They're very hard to get out. The muscle forms around them and everything, and it's, you know, they're really crazy, and they're making them smaller and smaller. So I just want to talk about that, and I think there's something else going on with the military. I think that they're for a long time you see all these military men dying so early and getting neurological diseases now. I want to say that I know that they're testing vaccines on them, but the fact that these people are also, you know, getting these neurological disorders and everything else, you know, it just makes sense. And you know, for anyone out there that's thinking of joining the armed services, you know, and anything, obviously, you know, our feelings about the war and about the murder of millions of Iraqis and Afghanis, Libyans, and you know, everyone else for the covert wars. You know, but this is something where, you know, you got to look at it as your own health. You know, never mind you risk, you know, getting a leg blown off over there, getting, you know, killed. But, you know, there's people that are dying all the time from vaccines and all this other stuff. In the military, you sign your life over to them, you know, it's on them. So I just wanted to bring that up real quick. It's just stuff that I've come across recently, you know, and it's stuff that I thought was important to bring up. I don't know, Brian. What do you got for us?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know my mic was muted. I think that it's, you know, it's kind of actually saddening because I have a cousin that just went to the service, and here he is thinking it's the right thing to do and this and that, and I just know about all the shit that they put in the vaccines for him. And guys, you think your kids are getting tested in school? What do you think these soldiers are getting tested on? Let me tell you something. I don't know this for a fact, but we know that a lot of soldiers kill themselves from suicides and whatnot. How many of those suicides do you really think are caused by vaccines and covered up as suicides from other things?
I would say that a good amount of them are either from suicides or from psychotropic drugs. That's another thing, too. When soldiers get home, they load them up with antidepressants, anti-anxiety, you know, everything from like from regular just Xanax to like things like Depakote and things like, you know, seizure med, you know, these very strong medicines. These people are a shell of themselves when they're over with it, you know, and of course, a lot of them have, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder and everything, you know, so I mean, it really makes you wonder, you know, Looking at the chat here too. I'm not sure about when, you know, when and if Iran will ever happen. You know, there's a lot of stuff going back and forth, and it seems like if they were gonna do Iran, it would have been done already. They have enough support with the American populace behind it. Not that they care, but you know how many people. I do think Syria is a target. I'm not sure about others, but you know, getting back to the thing real quick about the vaccines and everything, and you know, and everything else. Well, you know, recently I want to look more into this stuff, but there's this chemtrail website I came across, and you know, there's this technology out called BioAPI, and what it does is supposedly you're actually all of us now are not 100% human anymore because of the nanotech that we've already breathed in,
with
that
the
we
nanoparticles
drink.
And shit.
Yes. Yep. Total nanofibers. You know, they're so small. We're breathing them in. They're in everything. You know, think about it. They're in our food. They're in our drinks and everything. You know, in our water. To make a long story short, what they will eventually be able to do by this, and I believe this is the second reason behind geoengineering for chemtrails, that they're dropping this stuff on us. And then eventually, what they'll be able to do is certain people will be more susceptible than others to it, but they'll be actually able to control people like robots, and that will, you know, they won't need MK Ultra or any of these Manchurian candidate things after this, because they will have in essence people that, you know, are willing to, you know, do anything. You know, they won't even know that they're doing it, and it's very scary stuff to think about, you know. I'll drop a link in the chat if you guys want to look it up. I've been pushing this everywhere recently for, you know, I do think that this may be another reason besides the holograms are another possible reason for chemtrails. But I think the number one reason it would be HARP and geoengineering. Second would be this. And then after that, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
My main thing is I believe the whole GMO thing was one of the main ones. You know, because for all the farmers that refuse to go GMO, they just pollute the F out of their fields, and then they're forced to switch over. But
yeah,
I mean that's huge. The food production's huge, but the stuff that you're telling me now is kind of blowing my mind. And it makes sense a little bit. It sounds far-fetched, guys. It sounds like science fiction. But in 10 years from now, let's see if these nanoparticles inside your body sound like science fiction anymore. Because I bet you they don't.
No, exactly. You know, and that's the thing. And a lot of movies are getting people used to this type of stuff. And that link I just dropped in there, it gives you examples of a lot of movies where you're, you know, where they're kind of already introducing this to you. So, you know, it won't seem so far-fetched in the future. You know, some of this type of stuff where people all of a sudden just, you know, flip and change. And, you know, and the whole thing, you know, look at Morgellons. Supposedly, we all have Morgellons. Anyone that has enough chemtrail, you know, or nanoparticles, and has Morgellons. Some people, reason, it
Justin,
doesn't mix with them right.
We lost you for a second,
you know,
but we actually got it on the call. I just added somebody into the call.
Yeah,
call
can
you
hear me,
Brian? With Justin Cook and Brian Stavely.